Victoria will become the center of baseball's West Coast League for 2 days this fall when the 2025 WCL fall meetings come to the capital city October 20 and 21. The annual gathering of team owners and directors marks the first time the meetings will be held in Canada since the league's formation 2 decades ago. Traditionally staged near major U.S. airports such as Seattle or Portland for travel and logistical reasons, the move north represents a milestone for the collegiate summer baseball circuit, one that's clearly becoming more and more focused on growing its presence north of the border. 5 of the league's 17 teams now call Canada home: Victoria, Nanaimo, Kelowna, Kamloops, and Edmonton. The Victoria Harbour Cats, who entered the league in 2013, will play host to the fall meetings and are also set to welcome the league back to the city in 2026 and 2027 when Wilson's Group Stadium at Royal Athletic Park hosts back-to-back WCL All-Star Game festivals. The Inner Harbour in fall will be a fantastic setting for these meetings, just as it will be for events around the WCL All-Star Game next July, said Jim Swanson, managing partner of the Victoria Harbour Cats. League officials are expected to discuss finalizing the 2026 schedule, which is anticipated to begin in the last week of May or the first week of June, along with marketing initiatives and ways to strengthen best practices around player, coach, and umpire development. "I'm incredibly excited to visit Victoria for our fall meetings," said WCL Commissioner Rob Nayer. "The city's rich baseball history and beautiful scenery will provide the perfect backdrop for our teams to discuss the future of the league in one of my favorite WCL markets." Victoria was the fourth highest attended ballpark in the league in 2025, drawing more than 50,000 fans to Royal Athletic Park across 26 home games, averaging 1,950 per game. Edmonton was the only Canadian team with a higher turnout, averaging nearly 5,000 fans per game. On the field, the Harbour Cats finished the 2025 season with a 32-22 record, going 20-8 in the second half to clinch a playoff berth before falling 2-1 to the Edmonton Riverhawks in the postseason.